successful businessman, great listener, perfect butt.
Wow.
No one said anything.
That's how one of our listeners described the guy. At least, I mean, that's what I heard when she was telling us about going out for drinks the other night.
I assume too.
Yeah. Well,
I
mean, guys,
he was the whole package of things that's going to be.
She said hunky fireman type,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That does not require a nice
that
butt.
Is, but it usually tight. Comes with...
It fits the description.
Yeah.
But basically, everything was good until the very end of the night when he told her that he had another commitment and had to get going, hugged her goodbye, then sat back down at the table that they were at and just started looking at his phone.
That just feels awkward to like imagine. Of like, okay, bye, have a good one, kind of
shoot
her away.
And who is he as a human that didn't sit through that awkwardness?
Yeah. Someone with a perfect butt can sit through anything, Brooke. But we're trying to figure out the reason why he's not calling Amelia back. Amelia, you feel ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you text or call, or how did you try to get a hold of him?
He actually texted me after the date.
What?
And he asked me when I'm available.
Whoa. Whoa. Oh. That never happened.
Well, it sounds like he is getting back to you.
Yeah, then why are you needing our help to get in touch with him?
Well, because I told him that I was free on Saturday and maybe we could do dancing or a show or, you know, something along those lines. Mm-hmm. And he never replied to that.
Mm. Oh.
Oh.
That's weird.
So he ghosted me after asking me on a second date.
Wow. Now that's really weird.
Yeah.
Like, he put the feeler out.
Well, I know you were worried that he might be a player, so let's call him and see what the deal is. I'm going to dial his number right now.
Thank you, guys. I need your help.
Okay.
Okay.
We're going to try our best here. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Rob?
Yeah, this is Rob.
Hey, man, my name is Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How you doing today, man?
Yeah, I'm good. What is this about?
Well, this is about a segment that we do on our show from time to time. We do this thing where if two people hang out and if they vibe, but afterwards their communication breaks down, we can call one of them to help figure out what's really going on.
Okay, I see.
Okay, so the other night you kicked it with a woman named Amelia. You remember her?
I do, yes. Tell her I'm very interested.
Okay, wait
that's
then.
Good. Well,
why can't you tell her that?
Yeah, she said she texted you about Saturday night and you never replied to her.
No, I'm sorry. I've been super busy with work lately. You have to understand. You know, we're kind of on a hiring spree right now, and it's just really hard to keep people. So I got a lot of people, you know, people coming in and out of my life and phone numbers and things. It's been okay. Difficult to keep track.
Well, I could see how that would be confusing, but I mean, Amelia did want to see you again. She was actually expecting to hear from you, and now she's feeling like you're not interested, but that's not true.
Well, yes, of course. I mean, I'm interested. I mean, absolutely.
So I feel like she's getting a lot of mixed vibes from you, Rob. And I don't know if you're doing it on purpose or not, but she also told us about like her leaving the restaurant and you staying at the table after you said that you had something else going on.
Right, right.
Okay.
That's right.
That's kind of weird.
Okay, so
I'm having a hard time reading you. So, well, like you like Amelia then?
Yeah, I think she'd be fine.
Then
what
fine.
Does that mean?
Wait, hold on. She'd be fine. I've never heard a guy say a girl like that.
So I'm kind of confused right now about what you're implying. I don't understand what you're asking me here.
We want to know normal dating stuff. Was she pretty? Did you guys vibe? Was the food? Mm-hmm. Was the conversation good?
I just want to know why you stayed at the table when she left.
That
when
too.
You said that, like, it is driving me nuts.
Oh,
it's such a weird,
wait
like...
a second. Wait a second. This sounds confusing. So I own the restaurant that we met in.
Oh.
I met with Amelia to see if she wanted to work in my restaurant. That wasn't a date.
What?
No
way. She didn't go to apply.
Wait,
what?
No, she said that you guys met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, yes. I mean, I have on my Tinder bio that I own restaurants and I'm looking to hire waitstaff.
Oh, no.
Okay, first off, creative. Second, nobody reads anyone's Tinder bio, bro.
Oh.
You just swipe right or left within a second.
Oh, yikes. You thought you were interviewing Amelia for a restaurant job?
Absolutely. I told her. Come on in and we'll talk.
Oh, no.
It makes so much sense.
Okay.
Now.
Because
she said that he was such a good listener.
He was asking me all these introspective questions.
That never ask on dates.
You don't want to. Oh, my my gosh.
Oh, my God, Rob. She is going to be so embarrassed. She thought the world of you. She was like, this guy is such a unicorn. He's so amazing. He's listening.
Brooke, stop. You're embarrassing her more.
Smart, right?
I'm very flattered. But here's the thing. It's very difficult to find good restaurant workers these days.
Sure.
And I'm specifically targeting, I want good-looking, gregarious people, you know, people who can just be open and fun and, like, really grab customers and just really have...
That's great, Rob, but are you single? Like, is there even a chance?
Well, I mean, I am single, but I'm currently seeing a couple of people.
A couple? Are they also interviewing for the love position?
But it's I honestly did not bring Amelia into my restaurant for a dating situation.
Oh, no.
She liked you.
You know who's going to be really disappointed to hear that, Rob?
Yeah. Her face is so red right now.
I mean, I can't see her face, but I am assuming that it is that color because I need to tell you, she's actually on the other line listening. She wants to talk to you.
Well,
what?
She did.
Amelia?
I'm so embarrassed. I feel so dumb right now.
Oh, it's okay. I can understand the confusion. I get it, you know, but it says right there on my profile why I'm on Tinder. You know, it's just another way to try to meet people who might be interested in working at the restaurants.
I mean, Amelia, did you look at the profile? Did you see that sentence?
If I'm being honest, I was pretty focused on that house cat tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Either that or his perfect behind.
Yeah.
I mean, so much good stuff to look at.
It's not totally your fault, Amelia. Like, who's having drinks with potential employees?
A bar owner.
Yeah.
I mean,
you meet on Tinder? Like, Tinder's a hookup site. Come on.
Yeah.
It can be a hookup site. It can also be used for businesses. And they have a whole business side of the app.
He's right.
Seriously, 80% of my workers come from Tinder right now. It's been a really good resource. I have my manager on it. I'm on it.
The thing is, too, on Tinder, you can say the age range you want, female, male.
I think it's really cool if my boss was on Tinder.
You know, like, look, I need 25 to 35.
Like, anyone else worried about employment law over here? Right. Or is it just...
Yeah, you want to talk about legalities here. I want to get back into the date. Amelia.
Okay. Yes. It wasn't a date. You mean the job interview.
Well, I don't know. Things happen for a reason. Like, this meeting happened.
True.
Amelia called us. I don't know. Maybe there's a chance. Rob, we want to send you and Amelia out on another date. Or sorry, on a first date, I guess.
Listen.
But maybe I should ask Amelia first. I mean, Amelia.
Yeah, that's true.
Now that you know everything, are you interested still in Rob?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
He's Mr. Perfect.
Now, are you interested in dating or the job or both?
Dating your boss?
No, I don't need a job. I have a job. Oh. I need a man.
Okay. I like that about you, Amelia.
Are you sure, Amelia? Because you have a great personality. I just lost a hostess. You would be amazing. Put you in the front of the restaurant.
Okay.
What do you think?
That's some high praise, Amelia.
Maybe if we explore the dating side of things.
Okay. Oh,
I mean, she's willing to pick up a second job for a date. Dang, you're thirsty.
That's not too bad. You get paid though at the same
time. She's like, look, I'll work three shifts a week if you just make out with me.
That just shows what a go-getter she is.
Come on, Rob.
You got to give her a chance.
Sorry, but I do have a policy. I don't date any of my employees.
Okay. Says the boss that's on Tinder. I call BS.
That's another mixed signal.
All right. Suddenly, Amelia's not interested in the job anymore. Now she just wants to go out with you.
Yeah. Hey.
When we'll pay for it if you agree to go out on a date. Rob, what do you say?
Even better.
As long as she understands, I'm not really looking for a relationship.
Bro, she doesn't want a second interview.
Hey, you're hot. She knows what she's getting with a bar owner, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of free drinks.
Yeah.
So, Rob, like, we want a definitive answer here. What do you say, yes or no?
Sure, I'd be open to that. But, you know, can I pick the restaurant?
Let me guess, it's one of yours?
Yeah. If you cover the bill, sure. Yeah.